the Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. Fade up to a dark green leaf. Tinkerbell appears and examines it. She points her finger, causing a burst of pixie dust. Title on screen reads, Disney Fairies. Fade to black. Fade up to a library with mushrooms for chairs.
If you had wings to lift you, and the second star your guide, you'd find a place where all the seasons flourish side by side. Yet past the summer meadow and beyond the autumn wood lies an icy land of secrets, a world misunderstood. But if your mind is open and your heart just has to know, your wings can take you farther than you ever thought you'd go.
Title on screen reads in gold, Disney's Secret of the Wings. A trail of white pixie dust turns the letters white before they are blown away in the wind.
We'll be there at the first breath of spring when the birds start to sing and the grass starts growing.
Silver mist flies on the surface of a stream.
With the meadows gleaming gold.
Rosetta drops pixie dust on a flower, causing it to bloom.
Days with the leaves all ablaze and the cool breeze blowing. We'll be there for it all every year as we've been since days of old. But what if the world is wider than we ever knew?
Tinkerbell collects a bag of fairy dust, then flies out over the autumn trees. We fly to the edge of a forest, toward a land covered in snow. A flock of white owls zooms past.
Look sharp, everyone! The snowy owls will soon be arriving to take the snowflake baskets to the winter woods. Lucinda, stop noodling and start tinkering!
Tinkerbell drops a line down into a mouse-drawn cart and reels up a batch of grass.
Is that the last load? Thanks, Cheese.
Basket weaving is my favorite thing, Bobble.
Really? I'm partial to macrame.
Morning, Clank. Morning, Bobble.
Morning.
That should be enough to finish the snowflake baskets.
Aye, that'll do her.
Thanks.
Pancake, go.
Sorry.
I can't believe we make the baskets, but don't get to take them to the winter fairies. I mean, wouldn't you want to go into the winter woods?
Oh, we wouldn't last a day in that cold.
Besides, I'm afraid of glaciers.
Glaciers?
They're known for their stealth.
He's never actually seen one.
You never do.
The snowy owls.
Okay.
Clank, Bobble, get that basket up.
Right. Got it, Fairy Mary.
Stop the pulley.
Two centipedes and an iron hamster wheel begin to run, turning a series of gears. Woven baskets are dropped onto a conveyor belt, pulling them up to a platform. One by one, the owls swoop down and grab a basket, then turn and head back. Tink watches in awe.
Oh! Newcomer!
An owl flutters wildly, just avoiding a collision with another. It swoops down, out of control, and just grabs a basket. Another owl drops a message made of ice. Fairy Mary catches it.
Wow, a final shipment order. Oh, goodness! They need 20 more baskets for tomorrow's pickle.
It melts away in her hand. Tink watches as the last owl grabs the last basket. She flies to the top of a hill to watch the owls flying back to the snowy peaks in the distance.
Other world over there.
Well done, everyone. The first shipment is headed for winter. But there's much more to do for tomorrow's pickup, so this is no time to rest on your laurels. Lucinda, get off your laurel and get to work.
Tink continues to watch as the owls shrink into the distance. The bunny sends an unfinished basket spinning. Fawn stops it, then continues chasing. Tink lasses him with her reel.
Thanks, Tink.
No problem, Fawn.
Come on, little guy. It's still a long way to the winter woods.
Oh, you're taking the animals today?
Trying to. It's time for them to cross the border. But this little guy's a handful.
Hey, how about if I help?
Later.
Slow down! Slow down!
Need some help?
Nope, doing fine.
That lost thing really is handy.
Yeah. Heel, Hoppy, heel!
Tink looks up to see a clear border where green grass turns to white snow.
Wow.
Oh, don't be scared, little fella.
We'll let the weasels go first. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
So, how far do we take the animals in?
Tink, we don't cross the border.
Huh?
We just help the animals cross.
But I thought animal fairies got to cross with the animals.
Tink, it's freezing over there. Besides, no warm fairies are allowed in the winter woods, just like winter fairies aren't allowed over here.
Who made up that rule?
I think it was the Lord of Winter.
Winter has a lord?
All right, guys, you ready?
They watch as two weasels bound across a tree bridge, then stop at a border. One leaps, his fur turning white as it crosses.
Wow.
Pretty great, huh?
It's incredible.
They get their winter coats to protect them from the cold. Your turn. Go on.
One bunny stays back as three leap across the border, spinning and flipping into their white coats.
Go on now. Follow your brothers.
The last bunny hops across the tree and stops at the border. He puts his ears across, turning their tips white, then his nose. Tink flies over to look. The bunny sticks just his tail over, turning it white. He wags it at Tink before finally crossing over.
Bye-bye.
All right, big guy. Oh, no. Oh, oh. No hibernating yet. You do that in winter.
Tink flies up to the border, then braces herself and sticks out her arm.
Wake up. Oh.
She looks back at Fawn.
Wake up.
Rise and shine!
She sticks her nose across, then shrinks back, shivering. She takes one more look back at Fawn before jumping over the border. She shivers, then looks around and begins to take in the snowy landscape. She looks into the sky as snow falls. She sticks her tongue out to catch one. A snowflake the size of her head breaks against her face. She stops, sensing something, then turns around to see her wings begin to glow shades of pink and blue. Fawn pulls her back with the reel.
Oh, Tink! I told you we're not allowed to cross! What? Your wings!
I know! They were sparkling.
They're freezing! We better get you to a healing talent fairy.
But
come on!
Later, a rainbow-colored fairy floats to the desk.
May I help you?
How much longer?
I told you, a rainbow collision is not an emergency.
But the purple's starting to itch.
Take a seat.
A fairy trapped in a flower walks up.
Oh, snapdragon, right.
Mm-hmm.
Not an emergency. Planet over there.
Oh, thank you.
Hurry, girls.
Hurry.
What if we're too late?
Ahem.
Oh, sorry.
Window?
They push down on a vibrating bug.
Patient's name,
Tinker Bell.
Now, yes, the border crosser. She's
frozen solid.
Room 2.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This way.
Come on, girls. Hurry,
she's
hurry.
Right over here.
Room 2.
There she is.
Tink.
We got here as quick as we could.
We did have to stop at reception.
Did you really cross?
Shh.
Well, did you?
Shh!
A healing fairy examines Tink's wings.
Whoa.
Shh!
Okay, you're all warmed up. Let's test your wings.
Oh, sure.
Open. Close. And try a little flap. A flutter. Can you give me a flutter? Okay, well, I don't see anything unusual. Your wings appear to be fine.
Phew! But what about the sparkling?
Well, it must have been the light reflecting off the snow.
But
you should have never crossed the border. Winter is too cold for our warm fairy wings. Now, to be safe, I want you to take 2 sunflower seeds and come back if there is any problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We were worried, Tink.
Oh, you are so lucky nothing happened to your wings.
Can you imagine?
But something did happen. They sparkled.
But you heard her. It was just the light reflecting off the snow.
No, it wasn't. They actually lit up. It was brighter than 1,000 fireflies. You saw it, didn't you, Fawn?
No.
You don't believe me?
Who? No.
Look, you guys, it happened. It felt like...
Like what?
Like the winter woods was calling me. You know?
Not really. Get the doctor.
Later.
Animal fairy books, 101 uses for pixie dust, Beauty and the Bees. There's gotta be a wing book here somewhere. Rules for rainbow riding. No, not that. Huh? Hey, someone's been eating the books.
A worm shuffles away, chewing.
Bookworms. Oh, what's this? Ah! Light reading. Dustology. Windology. Aha! Wingology. That's gotta have it.
The book begins to fly away.
Hey. Yes. Gotcha!
Sorry.
A fairy with thick glasses nods.
Okay, let's see. Wing care, wing washing, wing tips. Don't get them wet. Everybody knows that. Sizes, shapes, flapping, fluttering. Sparkling! I knew it! Sorry. Found it.
She notices it's half eaten.
Huh? Oh, no. Oh, thanks a lot.
The bookworm rushes away.
Okay. Sparkling wings. When a most incredible, that the sparkle, there were two. Huh? That the sparkle, there were two. Two wings? 2 feet? To what?
She pushes a stack of books aside, startling the reading fairy.
Yes?
Hey, do you know anything about sparkling wings?
Oh, no. The bookworm ate that page.
Yeah, I know.
But the keeper does.
The keeper? Who's the keeper?
He writes the books. He is the keeper of all fairy knowledge.
That's perfect. Is he here? I have to talk to him.
I would give anything to talk to him. But you can't.
Why not?
Because he's a winter fairy. In order to talk to him, you would have to go to the winter woods. And that's impossible. Your wings will freeze and...
He snaps his pencil.
Chapter 16.
The winter woods.
Later, Tink cuts a pattern out of a large leaf, then hammers thorns into the bottom of homemade boots. Later, 2 beetles spin a hamster wheel as she feeds cotton into one end. She sews the cotton into the lining of her new coat. She packs the wingology book in her pack, made from leaves and grass, along with mittens and ear warmers. Later, she tucks her wings into her coat, then looks at her new warm outfit in the mirror. She looks down at her toes, then grabs 2 cotton balls and sticks them on. Satisfied, she jumps to fly off.
Can't fly.
Later.
Hurry now, hurry. Let's finish up. Stand by with the pulley. All right, it's this season's final pickup, so let's make it our best. fairies.
Tink sneaks by.
Okay, Clanky. Right.
Snowflake release system working.
Maybe you should be the first snowflake for a while.
Tink?
Huh?
We already checked that basket.
Right.
But why are you dressed all cozy?
I'm going to the Winter Woods.
The Winter Woods?
Psst. The Winter Woods?
Places, everyone!
The Snowy Owls. They're here.
Stop! Hold it!
Bye!
Oh, but...
She climbs into a basket.
Tink, wait!
You can't cross the border, Miss Belle. Your wings!
Don't worry, they're in my coat.
Does this have to do with the... the sparkling?
Yes. And there's somebody in Winter who can tell me what it means.
Frank! Bubble, is something wrong with that basket?
What?
Well,
Tink.
I just have to do this.
No. Everything is fine.
We're just sad to see it go. Pretty basket.
Honestly, let it go.
Her basket rides up toward the platform. An owl swoops down from the sky.
Oh, that's the new one.
New one?
Mm-hmm. It grabs the basket, then drops toward the ground, struggling to take the basket up, barely avoiding fairy houses. Just as a fairy sneezes, the owl knocks his house away. The owl barely stops before running into a hill, then turns and makes for the snowy mountains. Bobble and Clank fly to the top of the hill to see Tink wave as she rides in the basket.
Excellent work, everyone! They're off to the cold of winter. Well, that's that until next year.
Bobble and Clank trade looks. The owl swoops over the tops of the autumn trees. Tink stands up to look out at the richly colored leaves as the owl weaves its way down the path and toward the border. It crosses into the snow-covered valley. Tink breathes in the cold air as the owl catches up to the others. They fly over the top of an ice bridge connecting two mountain peaks. The owls fly down a dark canyon. A ray of light shines on Tink as they approach the end of the tunnel.
Welcome back.
A winter fairy.
You ready for the drop-off? Come on, you did it yesterday. You'll be fine. All right, then. Here we go.
The winter fairy dives toward the snow. A line of owls follow him. Tink watches with excitement as they skim to the top of the snow and each drop their baskets onto a snowy trail. Each one slides along and then into a line of baskets. Tink's owl dives, causing her to hit a lever. The bottom of her basket starts to open. She just grabs her pack before it falls. She barely hangs on, climbing back in and closing the bottom of the basket. The owl hits a tree and drops the basket onto the snow. It slides into a neatly placed row of baskets, knocking one over and spilling its content.
Sorry about that.
The ice fairies gather. Under her basket, Tink sees she lost her book.
Oh, no.
She crawls out warily and sees her book lying on the ice. She stands and creeps toward it as the ice fairies clean up. An ice fairy rides a snow owl overhead, sending her back into hiding.
Lord Mallory.
And what happened here?
A bit of a bumpy landing. It's only a second drop-off.
As long as the basket made it, I'd say he did just fine. How was the crossing?
4 bunnies, 2 weasels, and a marmot.
And they all crossed safely?
Yes. I met up with them on the north side.
The snowflakes are looking quite beautiful.
No two alike. We're actually
enjoying... Tink reaches with her foot toward the book, but sends it sliding.
Ambitious. Now that is odd.
Oh.
It must have been left in the basket by accident. Return this to the keeper.
The keeper!
He can send it back to the warm side with his next delivery.
Yeah.
Lord Millery flies off on his owl. Tink sneaks out of her basket and follows the snow fairy with her book. Later, an ornate ice store covers an entrance at the base of a mountain.
Must have come from the warm side in one of the baskets. Thanks.
The snow fairy pushes the door open and flies off. Tink peeks out of her hiding place and steps inside. She looks inside to find stacks and stacks of books made of ice. She slips and slides across the ice floor, stopping herself on the wall. She looks up to see a large snow cat. As it yawns, she jumps back, sliding across the floor, finally catching herself on a stack of ice books.
What?
That's the end of that chapter. Boy, that's a beauty. Flora and fauna of the fairies.
She sees someone sitting behind the podium.
Wait, I forgot the number of the pages. I'm gonna have to start all over on this larger book.
Keeper!
Yes?
Keeper.
What?
The most amazing thing happened. You'll
okay,
never believe
it. I'm a common.
Not anything like it.
Tink hides.
About the what? How could they? Because it's so...
Now slow down. So I can only listen to so fast.
Yesterday, at the border,
yes?
My wings, they actually... they lit up.
Tink removes her coat. Her wings begin to glow.
Again.
Well, I'll be a Yeti's uncle.
The keeper spots Tink moving toward them. The other ice fairy, Periwinkle, turns and sees her. They move toward each other, slowly lifting off the ground, examining each other's sparkling wings as they flutter higher and higher.
In all my years.
Your wings. They're sparkling, like yours.
I've written about the sparkling, but I've never seen the sparkling with my own papers. follow me.
He leads them to an ice room.
Now, step at the footsies on the snowflake.
They walk onto the giant snowflake design engraved on the floor. The keeper taps his staff on the ice, causing light to shoot up underneath their feet. The snowflake rises, lifting them into the air.
Just to put your wings into the light.
They look at each other, then look up to the swirling green, purple, and yellow lights above. They each lean over and raise their wings into the light. An image of Big Ben appears.
The mainland.
Then an image of a baby appears. As it laughs, a purple light flies out of the baby's mouth and drifts into the sky. Tink and Periwinkle watch as the light splits into two and moves along the ice cave walls. Tink watches Periwinkle closely as the purple light hits an image of a dandelion, sending two seeds floating into the air. One gets caught in a tree while the other floats to an image of the pixie dust tree. Tink and Periwinkle trade looks. The image of a tree gets blown away. They watch as the seed moves across an image of the tree bridge at the border of the Iceland, then past the snow-peaked mountains. Another seed moves across an image of the valley, through a waterfall, causing it to overturn and sink down. They watch as the seeds float down. Pixie dust covers each seed, turning one into an image of Tink and the other of Periwinkle.
Hello? Hello? Two fairies born of the same laugh. So that means...
You're my...
So we're...
sisters.
Yes, and your wings are identical. That is why they sparkle.
They stand back to back and raise their wings in unison, laying one over the other.
Ah, maybe you shouldn't do that.
I'm Tinkerbell.
I'm Periwinkle.
So you must have been at the border.
Yeah, I was hoping to see the animals cross.
I guess I didn't see you.
Me either.
She sees Tink's shoes.
What?
Periwinkle pulls cotton balls out of her pocket.
I usually just wear them at home.
She places them on her shoes.
Wow.
Hello, Peepa. Are you in?
Yumping yet is Lord Mallory.
If he sees you, he'll send you back.
Peepa? Are you here?
Don't worry, I'm gonna take care of this.
Where are you?
Come back later.
Peepa?
Whoa, boy. Can't get that one back.
I need to speak with you. It's important.
I'll be right back. I'm right here, Lord Mallory.
Did you receive that wing book?
You know, once upon a time, you'd stop by just to say hello and howdy do.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Howdy do?
Howdy do. This book has me worried. What if a worm fairy brought it here?
Well, that might be nice then, meeting a worm fairy. Especially one with such a good taste in the books.
It's too cold.
Well, maybe if they were wearing a coat. Or, you know, one of them little sweater vests. They're nice.
I'll remind you, crossing the border is forbidden.
There was a time when it wasn't.
The rule is there to keep the fairies safe. That will never change.
But
if a warm fairy comes here, you will send them back.
Of course.
Tink and Periwinkle trade looks.
Thank you.
As Millery leaps, the keeper taps his stick on the ice, lowering the snowflake.
Well, you heard the Lord Mallory. He said you must go back home. Of course, he didn't say when. Now, listen, you two, it gets colder after the dark, so it's best to get Tinkerbell home before the first moonlight.
Yeah. Thank you, Dewey.
Dewey?
That's his real name.
It's what my friends call me.
Thank you.
Dewey?
Dewey.
So, I'm a frost fairy. I frost things.
Oh, I'm a tinker. I
tinker things?
Yep. I even made this coat.
Oh, I like it.
Thanks. Well, you're welcome.
Sisters!
It's amazing. The dust travels all the way from the pixie dust tree. Kind of like you did.
Terrence and I barely escaped the pirate ship.
Is he your boyfriend?
Wait,
so Lizzie loves fairies.
Yeah, she even built a fairy house. That's how I met her. Okay, you see, me and Vidya.
Tink slips on ice. Later.
You collect lost things, too?
I call them found things.
I never knew I lost you till I found you.
Tink ties paper clips onto her shoes and ice skates. Tink watches as fairies carve ornate snowflakes out of snow. Tink and Periwinkle ride on the horn of a buffalo as it runs through the snow.
This is the frost forest.
Wow. That's Gliss.
Gliss coats a leaf in ice.
Spike, practice!
Okay, practicing.
And that's Spike. She's,
Tink falls through the snow and down onto the bank below. Gliss and Spike spot them.
Hi.
Sisters?
Well, I think it's fantastic! Wow, you two look exactly alike! I mean, except for your clothes and your hair. And Perry's a bit more pale.
But your noses are very similar.
Forget their noses. She's a warm fairy. In winter.
You're right. We gotta show her around! Oh!
Let's take her ice sliding!
Come on, Fi!
You are gonna love this!
It sounds fun!
Yeah, great idea! Push the Warm Fairy down a hill of ice!
Okay, well, wait for me, you guys!
And if you'll be there beside me when I falter.
They push a sled to the edge of a steep hill. They skate, forming swirling patterns in the ice. Later that night.
I know. Favorite star?
Second star
to the right.
Okay. Favorite drink?
Hot chamomile tea.
Iced chamomile tea.
Oh. Okay, my turn. How about favorite bug?
Bug? It's too cold for bugs over here. But in one of Dewey's books, I read about butterflies.
Oh, in Butterfly Cove, there's hundreds of them. It's in summer. It's right over... I guess you can't see it from here.
No, you can't. What's it like over there?
Warm.
And the colors, the sounds, all the animals, and the fish. They swim in melted ice, right?
Water.
I wish I could go there.
Tink looks back at the fire she was warming herself by.
Perry?
Yeah?
I made it warmer over here. Maybe I could make it colder over there.
Are you saying I could cross?
Yeah.
Oh, Tink, you could show me your world. I could meet your friends. Wait, do you think I could see a butterfly?
There's a pretty good chance.
Oh.
The ice under them cracks from the fire.
Tink.
They fall from the tree perch. The snow cat from the library catches them.
That's it, Fiona. That's it. Whew! Are you girls all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Nothing broken? Nothing bruised?
No. We're okay.
Oh, this time. Oh, Lord, Mallory was right. Crossing the border is just too dangerous.
What are you saying?
I'm... sorry, girls, but I'm afraid this isn't going to work out like you hoped. We have to take Tinkerbell home.
Let's go, Fiona.
Tink and Periwinkle look sadly at each other. Fiona bounds through the falling snow and up to the border. Tink and Periwinkle hold hands as they look sadly at Dewey.
It's for your own good.
Tink stands and walks toward Fiona's head as she kneels down. Tink jumps off, then turns back to pet Fiona's nose. Tink begins to walk to the border where Periwinkle flies down and hugs her. Dewey clutches his heart.
I can't watch Fiona. I promised myself I wasn't gonna do that.
Okay, here's the plan. Meet me here tomorrow.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were really saying goodbye.
No, I just met my sister. I never knew I had it, and I'm gonna say goodbye forever? Are you kidding? Something first.
She whispers in Periwinkle's ear. Later.
Clank. Bubble. Guys.
She pushes their door open. Annette flies out of the darkness and tangles her up. Clank runs out.
Oopsie.
Tink, you're back!
Yes.
Sorry, we thought you were a troll.
A troll?
Oh, I knew we shouldn't have used a troll stopper.
Well, what if it was a troll?
Well, now
then you'd be saying something
guys,
different, wouldn't
it
you?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, right.
I need your help.
Is it about a glacier?
No, but it's kind of a secret. I don't want everybody to know.
Later.
I'm pretty sure these buttons will work, but we're gonna need more of them.
Aye, unless we use a couple of acorn caps.
Right, good idea.
Oh, now where is that Clanky?
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
Oh, hi.
I didn't tell everybody.
Just Fawn, Ro, Sil, Des, and Vidya.
So, there's another you.
Vidya? Yeah. I've got a sister.
I told you!
Well, bust my bonnet!
Amazing!
It's fantastic!
I can't believe this is happening.
But how? Well,
they were born of the same laugh. Tell them, Tink, what you told me and Bubble.
Her name's Periwinkle. She's a frost fairy, and she's just amazing. I'm making this machine so she can come here and meet you all. And after that, we'll go straight to Queen Clarion.
Oh. Have you thought this through? Hi, Queen Clarion. Meet the winter fairy I smuggled over the border.
Yeah. When Queen Clarion hears how we found each other and that we're sisters, she'll change Lord Mallory's rule.
Oh, of course she will.
She'd never want you to be apart.
It's like you found the perfect lost thing.
And I'm never going to lose her.
Well then, let's get to work.
Just tell us what to do.
Great.
Okay, we need to place that wheel right here.
Gotcha, Tink.
And let's get that propped up over there.
I feel so tankery.
Clank, Bobble.
Oh, wait. Finish up the chassis?
Exactly.
Come on, Clanky.
Bobble, perhaps you and I are brothers. It's possible. We look almost exactly alike.
The next day at the border, snow falls on the winter side while leaves fall from the trees on autumn side. Tink pops up from under a hidden leaf.
Anyone see you?
No. I can't believe we're doing this.
So, did you bring it?
Yes.
Careful. More to the right.
For the record, we shouldn't be doing this. Whatever it is we're doing.
As ordered. One big block of ice.
Courtesy of our resident glacier fairy.
Hey.
So, what do you think?
It's perfect.
Are you sure she's not luring you into a trap?
They roll out a machine on wheels made from shells, buttons, a cheese grater, and horn.
Oh, it's one of those,
things we shouldn't be doing?
It's a snowmaker!
It makes snow!
Yep, this is your ticket to the warm side of Pixie Hollow.
Wait a second. This is crazy. You don't even know if this thing works.
Oh, it works all right.
Aye, we made it ourselves.
Of course you did.
Just walk away. Wow, how does it work?
Guys?
This around here?
They spin the cheese grater toward the ice.
What? You might want to step aside for this part.
They are serious.
A harpoon fires into the ice block and drags it toward the grater. Bobble pedals the machine, rubbing the grater up and down on the ice, sending it out of the end of the horn.
Snow!
Wow.
You did it! You actually did it!
Whew. It's cold. So?
Periwinkle looks back toward the others.
Go on.
Live it, man.
Periwinkle hesitates, then flies into the machine-made snow.
Welcome, Miss Winkle.
Thank you.
All righty. Your tour begins with the autumn forest. Next, it's a quick stop in Springtime Square. And finally, the pixie dust tree, which, as you know, makes all fairy life possible.
Aye, that's where you'll be meeting Her Majestiness, the Queen.
The Queen?
You're going to see the Queen!
She's very wise. And if we tell her we're sisters,
She'll change Lord and Lori's rule.
That is so exciting! Say hi for me, or curtsy, or whatever it is you do.
Sure.
Oh, and bring me back an acorn. A big one.
After you.
Thank you.
A snow owl watches from the trees above, then takes off into the sky.
Just when we thought life couldn't get much better, a wish we never knew we made came true.
They float down the river on lily pads.
So wintry.
We'll be friends no matter what the weather.
This is so exciting. Wait for the signal.
Wait until you see the wondrous things that we can do here with you.
That's it. Operation Periwinkle in effect.
Silver Mist flies through and brings a trail of water over their heads. Periwinkle looks up to see tadpoles floating above her. Iridessa flies by, creating a rainbow trail.
And together we're facing the world, doing things nobody's done before.
Fawn releases dozens of butterflies over their heads.
Doesn't seem so wild.
Butterflies!
Oh! Surprise!
Your friends did all this?
They wanted to surprise you. Everyone, this is Periwinkle, my sister.
This is so exciting.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Hello. It is nice to meet you. I am Rosetta. This is...
She's a winter fairy. She's not from the moon.
Oh, right. I know. I'm just excited.
It's great to meet all of you.
This is so remarkable. You two are sisters.
Yeah, a little fairy-to-fairy advice. Tink can be a bit tricky to get along with at times.
Yeah, look who's talking.
We can't believe you're over here.
So, are you cold enough?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
She floats out, then rushes back into her snow.
Oh, I nearly forgot. This is for you. It's called a periwinkle. Also,
thank you. I'll keep it forever.
She magically encases it in ice.
Wow. Look at that.
It's frost. She and her friends practice in the frost forest. You should see it.
Oh, you should see Tink on ice skates. She's a natural.
It's only because you had that lost thing.
She collects lost things too?
Yeah! You guys are so alike. I know. Even our wings are identical. That's why they sparkled. Let's show them.
I don't feel so.
Oh! Periwinkle!
Is she all right?
I think she's getting a little too hot.
My wings. I can't feel them.
I think they're too warm.
Oh, the snowmaker!
Oh, it's running out of ice!
We have to get her back to the border.
Tink, what about the queen?
There's no time. Clank, grab some ice. We'll wrap her wings.
They wrap her wings in a leaf with ice.
Gentle, easy. Okay, let's go. Hurry!
Vidya and Tink carry Periwinkle while the others push the snow machine.
Come on, we can do this.
Fawn holds the last bit of ice tight against the grater.
Almost there.
Hurry! That's nearly out of ice!
Not much further.
Lord Millery rides his owl toward the border. He sees them approaching.
We're almost there.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it!
Here, let me help you.
Tink unwraps her still shriveled wings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Millery lands and runs over.
Please. Can you help her?
Tink.
Vidya pulls Tink back over the border. Millery looks at Periwinkle's wings.
Gently, lift your wings. Let the cold surround them.
Periwinkle slowly lifts her wings. They begin to regain their shape. She flaps them, floating into the air, falling momentarily, but then fluttering easily above Millery.
Your wings are okay.
Yeah.
This is why we do not cross the border.
It could have worked. We just needed a bigger piece of ice.
And when that was gone, your wings could have broken.
But they didn't. I'm fine. Thanks to them.
Millery looks toward Tink and her friends.
The rule is there to protect you. I'm sorry. You two may never see each other again.
Oh, please don't do this. We belong together.
We're sisters.
Millery stops.
We were born of the same laugh.
Millery's expression falls, then he turns swiftly toward them.
All the more reason you should want to keep each other safe. Return home.
Periwinkle and Tink both hold back tears.
Come on, Tink. Let's go home.
No! Lord Mallory, your rule will not keep us apart.
Tinkerbell, this is not Lord Mallory's rule. It's mine.
Queen Clarion.
I'm sorry.
Tink looks back at Periwinkle. Their eyes meet.
You should get deeper into the cold. Back to the north side of the mountain.
Periwinkle walks sadly away from the border. She turns to look back at Tink, who floats closer to the border. She turns and runs back to the border to hug Tink. They both look at each other as tears fall. Then Periwinkle turns and flies off into the snowy wood. Tink watches her go, then turns back toward the autumn woods. Her friends follow. Queen Clarion looks toward Lord Millery. Their eyes meet for a moment, then Millery turns and walks away. He hops onto his owl.
Yeah.
He flies off into the air, then turns and dives toward the snow machine. He knocks it into the river, then watches it float away and flies deeper into the snowy woods. The snow machine floats toward a small drop-off. It gets caught on a branch and hangs over the side. The flowing water moves the gears, and the grader begins to churn the piles of ice on the winter side of the river. A snowy twister begins to rise out of the horn. At the Winter Library,
sparkling, we can conclude that it spreads in a spiral and circles the center. Ah.
Dewey looks toward an open door nearby. In the snowflake room, Periwinkle watches the images from before.
Hello? Hello?
She sadly watches as the images break up and fall away. She turns to see Lord Millery with Dewey. Dewey flies away, leaving them alone. Elsewhere, Tink talks to Queen Clarion.
Queen Clarion? Why?
Tinkerbell, long ago, when Pixie Hollow was very young, two fairies met and fell in love. One of them was a winter fairy.
And the other was from the warm seasons. The two fairies were enchanted with each other, and every sunset they met at the border.
Where spring touches winter. But as their love grew stronger, they wished to be together.
And share each other's worlds. So they disregarded the danger and crossed.
One of them broke a wing. For which there is no cure.
From that day forward, Queen Clarion decreed that fairies must never again cross the border. And I agreed that our two worlds should forever remain apart.
And the two fairies? What happened to them?
Queen Clarion's wings lower.
They had to say goodbye.
Tink walks sadly to an opening in the tree and looks out. she sees a single snowflake drift toward her. Tink and Queen Clarion fly through the forest. The other fairies arrive and follow.
We saw the snow.
Queen Clarion, something's wrong.
The temperature, it seems to be plummeting.
The hibiscus are halfway to hibernation.
Now, ministers, let's not panic.
Absolutely right.
Ah! Snow!
What happened?
How did it get here?
Don't know, Miss Bell, but it stuck real good.
Hey, and it's making that thing bigger by the minute.
She looks up to see the snowstorm freezing the autumn trees.
Guys, down here.
Come on.
Got it.
Okay,
cut. All together. Oopsie. Guys.
It falls into the lake below.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
It's over.
I don't think it is.
They watch as the ice continues to move across the border.
The seasons have been thrown out of balance.
But if the temperatures continue to drop, it will freeze all of Pixie Hollow.
Oh, no.
Queen Clarion, the pixie dust tree.
We must hope the tree survives the freeze. Otherwise, there will be no more pixie dust. Life in Pixie Hollow will change forever. No fairy will ever fly again. Hurry! We must do everything we can.
Grab as many as you can and head for the pixie dust tree!
Fairies dive down and grab blankets.
This way! Hop to it!
That's it!
Frogs jump into a log, then the fairies plug it with a mushroom. Fireflies fly into a flower.
Snug as a bug.
Oh no!
Iridesa opens the flower. Another flies in with them. Silvermist beckons slugs as they move slowly toward a tree.
Come on, that's it. Just a little faster.
That's it, fairies! Lay the blankets along the branches, as many as you can! We must protect the pixie dust tree!
Miss Bone!
Hey, do you need any help?
No, this is my last run. I'll meet you in the tree!
Tink opens the door to her house where skunks, birds, squirrels, frogs, and bugs nestle by her fireplace.
Everybody okay? Great. There you go. Nice and toasty. You guys just stay here and keep warm. Everything's gonna be fine.
She notices the flower that Periwinkle encased in the frost.
It's still alive.
She holds a piece of the frost in her hand.
Perry.
Elsewhere, Periwinkle leads Dewey.
Dewey, you gotta see this. There must be something wrong with the pixie dust tree.
Don't worry.
Whoa! Careful.
I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Oh.
Their pixie fountain is reduced to a trickle.
Oh, dear.
They fly closer to the source, but Dewey watches the last few drops roll off.
Okay, you might want to worry just a little bit.
Periwinkle's wings begin to sparkle.
Tink?
Periwinkle!
Tink struggles to fly against the cold wind, her wings exposed. Her wings begin to freeze up and she falls to the snow, dropping her jacket and the purple flower she was carrying inside.
Tinkerbell! Are you okay? Why would you fly here?
I had to.
Your jacket. Put on your jacket.
Pixie Hollow's in trouble. There's a freeze moving in, and the pixie dust tree is in danger.
Oh, that explains it.
The pixie dust here, it already stopped flowing.
I think there's something you can do. Your frost. It kept the flower alive.
Oh, frost does that. It's like a little blanket. It tucks the warm air inside and keeps out the cold.
We could frost the pixie dust tree before the freeze hits it.
One question. What about our wings?
If it's a freeze, it'll be cold enough to cross.
Then what are we waiting for?
Later, Tink rides Fiona as the frost fairies follow.
We're almost to the border!
They see the autumn woods completely frozen.
The autumn woods!
Moving so fast.
Come on! We have to get to the tree!
They break through the autumn woods and into the green grass. We fly above them as they run. A high angle shows the icy frost moving quickly, covering trees as it goes. Later, they arrive at the pixie dust tree as others continue to lay blankets.
That's it, Clanky!
Oh, no!
Queen Clarion, it's not working!
The wind, it's too strong!
Whoa. Tinkerbell?
Queen Clarion, they can help. Our frost, it covers like a blanket. It can protect the tree.
Queen Clarion looks over at the golden flow of pixie dust running from the tree.
Do it.
Periwinkle, Gliss, and Spike fly off, spreading a blanket of frost over the tree. The rich brown bark turns a pale, sparkling white. The lush, green leaves at the top are covered by a swirling frost. Tink watches as Periwinkle covers every leaf, branch, and mushroom inside the tree.
No, it's getting colder.
Let's hand out the blankets. They'll keep us warm. Hurry, Peri, hurry!
A high angle shows the frost moving across the valley, covering every tree.
Oh, that's it. There you go. Make sure to cover your wings.
The tree, it's too big. We're never going to make it.
They see a lone owl approaching. Then the clouds clear to reveal an entire flock following Lord Millery. Queen Clarion looks adoringly at Millery. Dewey rides the clumsy owl.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoops.
Periwinkle flies out to meet them.
Lord Millery!
We've come to help.
Now, you didn't think I was going to let you do this all by yourself, now, did you?
The tree should be our top priority, but any fairy we can spare should try to frost the other seasons.
Start at the freeze line and spread out to spring and summer. The rest of you, cover the tree!
A high angle shows the fairies racing the freeze line. Periwinkle smiles at Tink as she heads back to the tree.
Oh, my goodness!
Look, Bubble! The snowy owls!
Rose loses her blanket in the wind. A frost fairy snatches it out of the air and returns it to her.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
The snow owls fly over the autumn woods with baskets.
Now!
The baskets open and several fairies drop out at the bottom. They spread a layer of frost over the autumn trees just as the ice reaches it. They cover the fields of flowers and green trees, and several fairies work to cover a large tree with purple leaves. Lord Millery and several others continue to cover the pixie dust tree.
We've done all we can. Join the others.
All the fairies converge on the pixie dust tree.
The freeze is upon us. We must take cover.
Follow me! I hope it works.
Tink runs into shelter with Bobble and Clank. She takes one last look at the pixie dust stream near the top of the tree.
Will everything be all right?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this.
Lord Millery takes off his feather cape and puts it around her.
Thank you, Millery.
Please, take cover.
She looks back as he walks away, seeing his broken right wing.
Winter fairies, stand guard.
Queen Clarion closes her eyes. The winter fairies all stand in attention at the front of the tree. The dark blue ice begins to consume the pale white frost as it moves closer to the tree. It moves across the stream, overtaking bushes and roots, then finally climbs up the pixie dust tree. The winter fairies huddle together as it completely covers the tree. Inside their shelter, the fairies watch the ice creep across the entrance. A wide angle shows the entire valley now covered in thick blue ice. Cut to black. Slowly fade up to the shelter, where a single ray of sunlight shines through the entrance. Tink stands and looks out. The blue ice remains, but she walks out to see sun beginning to break through the tree line. Tink and Periwinkle trade looks. All the fairies come out of their shelter. They look up toward the sky as a few more rays of sun begins to break through. The pixie dust flow begins.
What a beautiful sight!
Tinkerbell!
Oh, thank goodness!
The fairies fly through the tree in celebration.
We did it!
The glacier fairy sits on the winter pixie dust spout, meditating. The pixie dust pours out, knocking him off. Queen Clarion, Lord Millery, and Dewey marvel at the sight.
Come on, everyone!
Tink! Come on!
Tink stands below.
Tink? What's wrong?
Periwinkle flies down to meet her. Tink slowly turns and removes her coat.
Oh!
They can see her left wing is broken.
When you flew to winter, that's why you fell.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tinkerbell. Tink. Why didn't you tell me? We had to save the tree. Besides, there's no cure for a broken wing. I'm so sorry.
Periwinkle hugs her. All the other fairies watch with sadness. Lord Millery puts his hand on Queen Clarion's shoulder.
This happened because we tried to keep you apart.
But never again. You belong together.
Dewey smiles as Tink wipes away a tear. They look up to see the sun begin to shine brighter.
It's getting warmer. You should get back to winter.
Yeah.
Periwinkle begins to walk away.
Hey, I'll be okay. I'll meet you tomorrow at the border.
Periwinkle smiles, then takes a step toward Tink.
Sisters?
Sisters.
Periwinkle turns her back. Tink does the same, and they lift their wings against each other's in unison. Tink notices her wing begin to heal itself. They stand back to back again. The other fairies watch as a bright, glowing light appears where their wings touch. Tink and Periwinkle hold hands and close their eyes. The light grows bigger and brighter. It fades to reveal Tink's wing is healed.
That's a new chapter!
Tink flutters up and spins around Periwinkle. They turn to see Queen Clarion and Lord Millery kiss.
Queen Clarion?
Why, I didn't know they were going to do the smoochy smoochity. Guess they're telling people now.
Periwinkle and Tink hold hands and fly up into the sky. From high above, they can see the ice receding and uncovering the trees. Later.
Next.
Fairy Mary walks forward dressed in a warm winter coat.
Maybe you should go first.
Oh.
Ahem. Next. Oh, all right.
She runs forward and crosses the border into winter.
Oh, would you look at that? That feels good.
Two frost fairies cover her wings in frost. Elsewhere, Queen Clarion rides an owl with Lord Millery while several fairies ice skate.
Look out! Run away, bunny!
The bunny runs and slides through the snow, spraying it all over Fawn.
Sorry. It's okay. Hey, little buddy.
Rose looks at her reflection in a block of ice.
Do we?
It's what my friends call me.
Wow! I love your work. I have so many questions for you.
Okay, you can let go of my hand now.
Dewey autographs a book.
Hi.
Hello there.
I'm Sled.
Oh my, that's perfect! Oh! I'm Rosetta.
Rosetta? That's beautiful.
Oh, Miss Glass!
Acorn!
Biggest one we could find!
I love it!
She likes acorns.
Must be a winter thing.
Not really.
Tink! You ready?
Ready.
A line of snowy owls fly by. As the baskets open, purple flowers rain down over all of them. Rose cuddles up to Sled. Tink trades a flower for a snowflake with Periwinkle. Ice covers the picture as credits roll.
And now I wanna throw my arms around you. Tell a thousand tales that will astound you. Everything about you tells me this was meant to be. Don't you see? I'm on your side.
Clank and the Glacier Fairy sit in the snow.
So, is it true that glaciers are stealthy?
You're sitting on one now, man.
Oh, sneaky glacier!
Ice covers the picture as credits roll.
Beside me.
Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney. Voice by Danielle Engelman. The Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo.